rules intended to limit the work hours of doctors in training are routinely being violated, and those young doctors working long hours are at dramatically increased risk of sticking themselves with a needle or getting cut by a scalpel. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the results of two new studies.
3 years ago, the accrediting body for doctor training imposed nationwide work hour restrictions for interns and residents. The rules generally limit individual shifts to no more than 30 straight hours and the total work week to no more than 80 hours. The popular primetime series Grey's Anatomy even based an episode around the rules earlier this year.
Dr. Yang, you need to leave this OR.
Excuse me?
You've exceeded your 80-hour limit for the week. You have to leave the hospital.
Okay. As soon as the mesothelioma is dissected out?
Dr. Yang, now.
But like most everything else on the show, adherence to the 80-hour work week is pretty much fiction, according to the new study.
What we found is that 84% of interns nationwide were not compliant with the new standards.
Christopher Landrigan is with the Harvard Work Hours Health and Safety Group and lead author of the study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. While the study followed residents only during the first year of the new rules, Landrigan says his impression is that many are still working longer hours than the rules permit.
There was somewhat of a trend towards improved compliance with the work hours over the course of the year, but the trend was pretty modest.
The study's findings are based on confidential surveys with more than 1,000 residents. They appear to contradict data gathered by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, which wrote and oversees the work hour requirements. It has reported that upwards of 95% of residents comply with the work rules. But David Leach, the group's executive director, says the council has not been shy about enforcement.
We have, in the last year, withdrawn accreditation of 92 programs. We have about an 8% adverse action rate, which means probation. So we're putting inexorable pressure on the programs to comply with duty hours.
But academics say violations are vastly underreported to the agency because to do so threatens residents' own careers. Troy Madsen is one of the few who has come forward. After graduating from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, he started as an intern there in emergency medicine just as the new rules were supposed to take effect. When his first schedule clearly violated the rules, he contacted the Accreditation Council. They promised to protect his identity, but the details of his accusations made it clear who he was. The reaction was such that Madsen ultimately had to transfer to another hospital to complete his residency. He says some of the angriest attacks came from his fellow residents who were told,
you know, as a result of this, you may not be able to get a job, you may not be able to go on for fellowships because we won't be accredited.
Another problem is the culture of academic medicine. Older doctors say if they managed to work long shifts while they were in training, today's residents should be able to do the same thing. But Landrigan says things have changed from the days when doctors couldn't do that much for patients, so they actually could sleep while on duty.
As the intensity of care in hospitals has increased, the amount of time that doctors in hospital are required to be awake in order to perform emergent interventions has gone up and up, such that on average they're only obtaining about 2.6 hours of sleep per night in the hospital now.
And other research has shown that's dangerous to everyone involved. Charles Seisler is a Harvard sleep expert.
We know that the functioning of the brain is impaired by extended durations without sleep. In fact, after 24 hours, the impairment is equivalent to that induced by 3 shots of whiskey taken over the course of an hour.
Previous studies have found that residents who work without sleep are 5 times more likely to make a medical mistake and twice as likely to be in a car accident driving home. Seisler is one of the authors of a study, also in this week's JAMA, that uncovered yet another danger.
What we found was that when an intern is working more than 20 consecutive hours, their risk of stabbing themselves with a needle or a scalpel while caring for a patient, the odds of that happening are 61% higher than when they're working for less than 12 consecutive hours.
Seisler says that given the scientific evidence on sleep deprivation, there's no reason doctors shouldn't be subject to the same sorts of work hour restrictions as truck drivers and airline pilots. In fact, he thinks doctors should be required to tell patients if they haven't gotten a minimum amount of sleep in the previous 24 hours. Julie Rovner, NPR News.